7 minutes past 8, John S. Doyle is here again with it says in the papers.
The European Commission is on the cusp of signing the EU-Mercosur trade deal. Brussels officials envisage that the deal will be signed quite soon. So says the Irish Farmers Journal in its front page lead story. The Irish Examiner in its front page lead reports that the coalition is hanging by a thread before tomorrow's crunch decision on whether the government will vote for or against what the paper calls the controversial EU-South American trade deal. Senior government sources, unnamed, are quoted as saying that there is every chance that Kerry Junior Minister Michael Healy-Ray could walk away from government over the deal. Independents dig heels in, says the Irish Times headline. The Farmers' Journal notes that more than 10,000 farmers are expected to descend on Athlone for a protest on Saturday. Ministers scrambling over artificial intelligence is the subject of the main story in the Irish Independent. They are scrambling to find a way to combat a huge rise in the number of digitally created images of semi-nude women and children on the social media platform X, the paper says. The Times has a fine front page photograph of a woman skiing past the Eiffel Tower in a snow-covered Paris. The paper leads with the seizure yesterday by the United States of the Venezuela-linked oil tanker that was being shadowed by a Russian submarine after a more than two-week pursuit across the Atlantic. Oil to the chief, says the Irish Daily Star headline, beside a picture of US President Trump, who ordered the capture of the ship. It sparked fury in Moscow, says the Irish Daily Mirror. As the Times reports, Britain confirmed that it provided military assistance following a request from the US military. The Irish Daily Mail reports that drugs which help you to lose weight, or fat jabs as the paper calls them, have been hailed as a breakthrough in obesity treatment. But a review by Oxford University suggests that the benefits may be short-lived once treatment ends. There's much coverage of what is called the Balting Glass Hilltop Cluster in southwest Wicklow, which you may have heard about in the Bulletin, described in the Times as prehistoric Ireland's first town. The site, being studied by researchers from Queen's University Belfast, features a necklace of up to 13 hilltop forts, as well as other enclosures spanning the early Neolithic to late Bronze Age near the town of Balting Glass. Great locations, as the Mail headline. There's also much coverage of the Young Scientist and Technology exhibition opened in Dublin yesterday by the President, Catherine Connolly. In a speech, she said that Ireland's young students and dreamers are the country's hope for the future. In the Times, Caroline O'Doherty notes that the President described the recent loss of life in Venezuela as appalling and said international law must be upheld. The influence on US President Trump of his advisor Stephen Miller is considered at length in an article in the Times by Katie Rogers, syndicated from the New York Times. Stephen Miller has come a long way from his work as a Senate staff member who regularly flooded inboxes across Washington with horror stories of immigrants in the country illegally. What then seemed to recipients as late-night xenophobic fever dreams from a nameless staff member, says Rogers, went unrecognised for what they really were, a set of deeply held beliefs that helped animate Trump's first presidential campaign and later helped clinch his second term.